Now here's Dennis Bartlett to tell us about a highly useful program called ScanACAN.
ScanACAN is a product that allows us to be able to scan in barcodes, and almost every item in the world has a barcode of some sort. It's just a matter of us having, you know, getting access to it. The idea behind ScanACAN originally was so that a blind person could get access to all the boxes and cans and stuff that we tend to bring home from the grocery store. So what we use is a computer with some sort of screen reading package, either JAWS for Windows or WindowEyes or whatever package you happen to be using. The interface is pretty standard, so it seems to work well with just about everything that I've run with it. The software that's either ScanACAN for Windows or ScanACAN Professional. And the ScanACAN Professional is more geared towards the business enterprise program type of a user, or the person who is running their own business that's just doing it independently. And so we have the software, and we also have a barcode scanner. And the barcode scanner allows you to take an item and move it around in front of it till it finds the barcode, and then it will beep, and then your screen reader will tell you what the item is or what the barcode is, and then at that point you can have it give you instructions, or you can go ahead and scan another item.
Enter. ScanACAN for Windows dialog. Add record button.
First item we come to in this version is add record. And add record allows you to add a new item to your existing database. So, for example, you brought home a new CD and you had a database for all your CDs. By the way, you can create your own custom databases as well. You can add that record to your CD collection database. Or if you brought home something new that wasn't in our standard, we have a grocery database of 84,000 items and a hardware database of 60-some thousand items that ship standard with the product. But if you brought something home new that wasn't in that database, you could add it to that database at this point. And so basically it would prompt you, and I'll go through the prompt so you can hear what it's going to tell you.
Space. Add record dialog. Dialog. Please type a number or scan a barcode, colon. Edit.
So it says, please type a number or scan a barcode. So if you knew the barcode number, you could type in the number here. But most of the time, we're not going to know the barcode. So we'll need to scan in a number. So I brought a couple things up here that we can use to scan in numbers, just to give you an example of how it works.
Enter. Yes button. Item already on file dialog. Do you want to add more items? Y/N question mark. Yes button.
Okay. Tell me that this item is already on file, and we'll get to it.
And ScanACAN for Windows dialog. Add record button.
We're back to the add record button. But what it is that this particular thing is a can of Planters nuts. And so it's already in the database.
Tab. Backup databases button.
Okay.
Our next button is a button to back up our databases, and we can back them up for, just to keep them safe from anything that might happen, any kind of data corruption, etc., that could happen.
Tab. Change record button.
Alt-C.
We can change a record, which allows us to maybe go in and add some directions to this, to a record that you
Space.
Might have.
Change record dialog. Dialog. Enter. Barcode colon edit. 029000073708.
Okay, now it gave us what the barcode was for this can of Planters nuts.
Tab. Description colon edit. Planters nuts.
And description is Planters nuts.
Tab. Cost colon edit. Zero.
And you can put in a cost here. So, you can put it in, say it cost you, 59 cents or whatever they cost. I'm sure it's more than that, but, just an example of what you can put in here.
Tab. Quantity colon edit. Zero.
Quantity, so you can enter the amount of how many cans of nuts do you have in your cupboard?
Tab. Instructions colon edit.
And instructions. So if this were, like, say, a box of muffins, you could have somebody help you read those instructions to you and type in the baking instructions for that box of muffins or for cake mix or something like that.
Tab. Okay, slash save button.
Auto.
And I could, I could have done something, and then here's where I would save those
Tab.
Changes.
Cancel button.
Alt.
Or I can cancel.
Space. Scan again for Windows dialog. Change record button.
Alt.
Tab. Delete record button.
Alt.
And as the name record, the prompt implies, I can go in and delete a record if I so choose.
Tab. Fast scan button.
Alt.
Now, fast scan is a feature of this product that will allow you to scan in a bunch of items at one time without worrying about directions or without, any of those kind of prompts. So we'll
space.
Press the space
fast
bar
scan
there.
Dialog. Dialog. Enter. Description dialog. Enters nuts. OK button.
Okay, so automatically it doesn't give you the barcode number. It just gives you the description of planter's nuts, and then it puts you on OK.
Enter. Dialog. Please type in the number or scan the barcode : edit.
Now I can scan that in again. Or, it's probably going to want something else here. Let's see what else we can do.
Enter. OK button. Description dialog. Pringles SC. OK button.
And it's, kind of Pringles chips or whatever. So.
Enter. Dialog. Please type in the number or scan the barcode : edit.
So those are, that's fast scan. It doesn't get into direction, doesn't get into anything other than it just
tab. Okay button.
Just quickly scans the items and tells you, goes right to the description field and tells you what it is.
Enter. Scan again for Windows dialog. Fast scan button.
Alt F.
Tab. Read instructions button.
Alt I.
Read instructions. Now, I can, if I go into
space.
This.
Read instructions dialog. Read instructions dialog. Please type a number or scan the barcode : edit. Enter. Description : edit. Pringles SC.
Okay, so it's back to the Pringles. If
tab. Instructions : edit.
Now, if there were instructions, let's say this were a muffin mix or a cake mix, then I could tab over to the read instructions field and read the directions for how to fix that particular item. In this field, when you are putting this kind of information in, you can put up to 600 characters in this directions field.
Tab. OK slash exit button. Tab. Description : edit. Shift tab. OK space. Scan again for Windows dialog. Read instructions button.
Alt.
Tab. Look up record button.
Alt L.
Now we can look up a record, which is the same as the fast scan, except that then it gives us all the fields. We can go to the instructions and go through
space.
All of the fields here.
Look up record dialog. Dialog. Please type a number or scan the barcode.
Enter. Barcode : edit. 0370004451111.
So it gave us the barcode number.
Tab. Description : edit. Pringles SC.
And we're back to, it's Pringles.
Tab. Cost : edit. 0.
And then if I had put in a cost here, it would give me the cost.
Tab. Quantity : edit. 0.
And it would tell me how much I had on hand.
Tab. Please enter quantity to subtract from inventory : edit.
Now I could enter the quantity to subtract from inventory if I were, say, going to open that can, and I got it and I went to scan a can and I saw what the can was and so I had three of them, but now I'm going to open one, so I'd want to subtract one as the number I'm going to subtract from the inventory, so it would tell me that I have two left.
Tab. Enter quantity you wish to reorder : edit.
And then it'll ask me to enter quantity I wish to reorder. And I can put in an amount there. And what that will allow you to do is at some point when you have all the items in there that you want to reorder, you can print up your list of items that you want to reorder.
Tab. OK slash save button.
Auto.
Tab. Cancel space. Scan again for Windows dialog. Look up record button. Tab. Open database button.
Auto. Okay.
And this is open database, and we can go in and choose different databases, if we had different databases
space.
To open.
Open dialog. File name : edit combo.
Zero items.
Shift tab. List view. Not selected graphic 331 barcode.dat.
One of two.
Okay, the default one is barcode.dat, which is all your basically your grocery database.
Hardware.dat.
And hardware.dat, which is the database of the hardware items.
Barcode.dat. Enter.
Auto.
Scan again for Windows dialog. Database of : edit. Barcode. Tab. Add record button.
Alt.
And now we're back to add record. So that, you know, this version for the home user is pretty basic, but you know, still has quite a bit of power to do some inventory control as far as your grocery list, and will allow you to print a grocery list and then be able to
tab.
Do that with
your backup databases button.
I'll see.
Shift tab. Database of colon shift tab. Restore databases shift tab. About scanner can shift tab. Repair IDX file button.
There's
also tools here to repair the databases in case the database gets corrupted. There's an option to repair the IDX file, which is basically the index file of the database.
Shift tab. Quit program button. Shift tab. Print list button.
And there's the option to print your grocery list. And then the standard usual, you know, about the program, which gives you the information about who wrote it and you know, copyright dates and
tab. Quit program button.
All of that necessary stuff. As you can tell, you know, there are shortcut keys that will get you everywhere. And we're using JAWS 4.0, so it's going to speak because we have it set to speak the keys, the access keys. So it's telling us that, say, Alt-Q is to quit, and Alt-A is to add a record, and Alt-B is to back up databases. So you can go through it strictly using keyboard commands, or you can just tab through each option if you want.
Space. Desktop. Let's use ScannerCAN for Windows.
We're going to get
25 of 32.
ScannerCAN Professional.
S. ScannerCAN Professional. Enter. ScannerCAN Professional copyright left brand Z right brand 2000. 2001 by Vernon Ferguson Dialog. Point of sales button.
Alt.
And here, there's a couple of different interfaces that we're going to go into. But the first interface that we see is basically your general choice of the main categories you can go into. And the first one is point of sales. And that's the one you would use if you were using this at a counter and you were scanning each individual item as the customers went through your line.
Tab. Inventory button.
All right.
Inventory is where you can go in and add records to your inventory, find out what you have in inventory, and create an inventory list from there.
Tab. Setup button.
All right.
And setup button is where you go in and set the information that you want printed on your invoices that you give to your customers.
Tab. Exit button.
Alt exit.
Shift tab. Setup button.
Alt S.
So the first thing you're going to want to do when you get ScannerCAN Professional is go into the setup button.
Space. Setup company information dialog. Add company information button.
Alt.
So we're going to go into add company information.
Space. Add or change company information dialog. Company name edit.
So the first thing it asks you is company name. And I'll put in the name of my company here.
S. P-E-C-H-A-N space B-R-A-I-L-E space U-N-L-I-N-I-T-E-D spell L-C tab address 1 colon edit.
And then it'll want your street address.
338 space 38 A space A-V-E space S tab address 2 colon edit tab city colon edit.
And your city.
M-I-N-E-A-P-O-L-I-S comma tab state colon edit. M-N tab. Zip code colon edit 544-06 tab telephone number edit 61F2.
Oh shoot! Anyway, it's basically
tab.
To go through
fax number colon edit
all of
tab.
Your
email colon edit
information about
tab.
Your company
website colon edit tab
on your
sales tax ID colon edit tab federal tax ID colon edit.
It goes through your email address and then it wants your sales tax ID and your federal
tab.
Tax ID
sales tax one colon edit.
And then your percentage of
tab.
Sales tax.
Starting invoice number edit.
And then you put in a starting invoice number.
Tab. Okay slash save button. Tab. Exit button.
Alt
space. Set up company information dialog. Add company information button.
Alt.
Tab. Change company information button.
Alt.
This one was add. Now we can go with, there's change company information. So if anything changes or if you decide you wanted to add more to your invoice, you can go into the change company information and then add that information there.
Tab. Exit button.
Alt X.
Space. ScannerCAN Professional copyright left brand Z right brand 2000, 2001 by Vernon Ferguson Dialog. Set button.
Alt S.
Okay.
Inventory button.
Alt I.
And we'll go into the inventory.
Enter. ScannerCAN Pro Inventory Commands Dialog. Add record button.
Alt
okay. And this is kind of similar to the one that we saw in the regular ScannerCAN for Windows, in the fact that you have an add record which allows you to add an item to your inventory, except that it's a little bit different.
Space. Dialogue. Enter left parent, B right parent for barcode, or left parent, B right parent for button for edit.
Okay. So here it's saying enter B for barcode or P for part number. So I could type in a part, I could create a part number. Say if I had an item that didn't have a barcode, and so I wanted to give it a part number. Or I could just scan an item in that had a barcode and give it, and it would tell me what the item was, and we could add it to the database that way.
Tab. Okay button. Shift tab. Edit. P. Enter. Edit. P. Dialogue. Please type SKU or part number colon. Edit.
So I'm just going to create a part number here.
1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Tab. Okay button. Enter. Yes button.
Oh boy.
Item already on file dialog. Do you want to add more items? Y/N? Yes button.
Oh boy.
Y. Dialog. Enter left paren, B right paren for barcode, or left paren, P right paren for part number. Edit. P. Enter. Dialog. Please type SKU or part 3, 2, 1. Enter. Add record dialog. Description colon edit.
Okay, so a description of 3, 2, 1, and I'm just going to put in here,
S.
Scan-a-can.
A. C. A. N. P. R. O.
Scan-a-can professional.
Tab. Manufacturer colon edit.
And then it asks you for the manufacturer. You can put in the manufacturer.
Tab. List cost colon edit.
And the list cost.
Tab. Dealer cost colon edit.
And the dealer cost.
Tab. Quantity on hand edit.
And the quantity on hand.
Tab. Minimum stock colon edit.
And the minimum stock, which is what you want to have as a minimum before you reorder.
Tab. Maximum stock colon edit.
And a maximum stock is how much you want to have, what's the most amount of this, of any particular item that you want to have on hand at one time.
Tab. Instructions colon edit.
And instructions.
Tab. OK/save button. Tab. Cancel button. Space. Scan-a-can Pro Inventory Commands dialog. Add record button.
All that.
So, that was the add record.
Tab. Change record button.
Alt-C.
Now we have the same thing here. We can go in and change
space.
The record.
Dialog. Please scan a barcode or type a part number colon. Edit. 1, 2, 3. Enter. Add record edit. 050-200-013-171. Change record dialog. Barcode colon edit. 05 tab. SKU or part number edit. 123 tab. Description colon edit. Sunny Delight 6.7 Oz.
Okay, so in here we have a barcode that was already entered, and it says it's Sunny Delight.
Tab. Manufacturer colon edit. Procter & Gamble. Tab. List cost colon edit. 1.89. Tab. Dealer cost colon edit. 1.25. Tab. Quantity on hand edit. 15. Tab. Minimum stock colon edit. 1. Tab. Maximum stock colon edit. 10. Tab. Instructions colon edit.
So we have a sample item here which gave us the minimum cost, minimum we want to have on hand. It gave us the dealer cost. It gave us
tab. OK/save button.
An example of what the item
space.
Was and went through.
Scan the Pro Inventory Commands dialog. Change record button.
Alt.
Tab. Delete record button.
Alt.
And we can go in and delete a record if we want.
Tab. Fast scan button.
Alt.
And fast scan is the same as fast scan was in the regular scan-a-can. If we
space.
Scan something in.
Dialog. Please scan a barcode or type a part number colon. Enter. OK button. Fast scan dialog. Description dialog. Pringles SC. OK button.
Okay, we
enter. Dialog. Do you wish to continue fast scan Y/N? Scan-a-can Pro Inventory Commands dialog.
Fast
scan button.
Oh, yes.
And I said, no, we don't want to scan another item.
Tab. Read instructions button.
Oh,
read instructions is again, like it was before in the regular scan-a-can, where we could go in and have instructions for a particular item. Say this was a cafeteria, and you had gotten some pre-prepared steam table items that you could get, and there would be instructions with those. You could pull one out of your freezer, scan it, find out that it was macaroni and cheese, and read the directions for how to handle that in your steam table.
Tab. Look up records button.
Oh, L.
And look up records is the same kind of thing. It will allow me to look up a record and find out, get all the information about it, its cost, how many I have on hand if I have properly controlled my inventory, everything that I would want to know about that
tab.
Particular item.
Open database button.
Oh, L.
And open database, again, is the part that will allow me to choose the database that I want to use. And so you may have different databases. You may have a database for your frozen food. You may, you know, you probably wouldn't want to break it up that way, but you know, maybe you have as part of what you're doing, you have a little bit of a variety. So maybe you have a database for your food items, and you have a database for other items that you sell, like books or batteries and things like that.
Tab. Print reorders button.
Alt T.
And then you can go in here and you can print reorders. Again, it's like you know when you put in a record and you add, you know, it asks you for the minimum you want to have on hand. When you reach that minimum, it will add it to the reorder list so that you can print that list, and when you call in your orders or go shopping for your orders, you can pick up all the items that are on the list.
Tab. Repair IDX file button.
Alt R.
And then we're back to the database maintenance. We have an option to repair the IDX, which is the index file.
Tab. Backup files button.
Alt E.
And the option to backup the database.
Restore databases button.
Alt S.
And to restore your database.
Tab. Exit button.
Alt X.
And our exit. We can exit
space.
From this section.
Scanner can professional copyright left paren C right paren 2000. 2001 by Vernon Ferguson dialogue. Inventory button. Point of sales button.
Alt T.
Now we're getting to the actual
space.
We're going to use
point of sales dialogue. Sales button.
Alt S.
We're going to end up, this is our, we went to our point of sales portion of this. And
space. Catch sales dialogue. Dialogue. Please scan the barcode or type a part number colon. Edit. Enter. Dialogue. Pringles SC $.00. OK button.
Okay, so I scanned in the barcode and told me it was a Pringles. It gave me the price of 0.00 because I haven't entered a price
space.
For this item.
Dialogue. You are out of stock. Please reorder. OK button.
So it tells me I'm out of stock.
Space. Dialogue. Do you want to do another sales receipt? Yes button.
Oh,
it asks me if I want to do another sales receipt. And I can tell it, I'll tell it no
and
here.
Point of sales dialog. Sales button.
Alt S.
Okay.
Tab. Fast sales button.
Alt S.
And this is a new feature that they just added, which is fast sales, which will allow you to do other things with this. And may do like a scanning a bunch of things in a row, like if you were scanning how you do in a grocery store where they just scan each individual item as you're going down the row.
Space. Catch sales dialog. Dialogue. Please scan the barcode or type a part number colon. Edit.
And it's going to want a different one. I think.
Enter. OK button. Dialogue. Enters net $1.25. OK button.
Okay, so I had played with this before, so I put in the price for the planter's nuts.
Space. Dialogue. Please enter quantity of items to sell colon. Edit.
Okay, so net says please enter quantity of items to sell. So if you had two cans of these, I would put in two.
Two. Enter. Dialogue. Do you want to add more items to the sale? Y slash N question mark. Yes
ask,
button.
Ask if you want to add more items to the sale. I'll tell it no.
N. Enter. Dialogue. Please enter tender. Edit. Dollar. Five. Period. 00.
So it asked me to enter tender, so I put in it's a five.
Enter. Change dialogue. $2.40. OK button.
And it told me that I'm supposed to give the person back $2.40 and change.
Space. Dialogue. Do you want to do another sales receipt? Yes button.
Alt Y.
Ask me if I want to do another sales receipt, and I'm going to tell it
and
no.
Point of sales dialog. Fast sales button.
Alt F.
Okay. Tab. Invoice sales button.
Alt I.
Okay. Invoice sales.
Space. Invoice sales button. Enter. Tab. Open cash drawer button.
Alt O.
And we have an option to open the cash drawer.
Tab. Exit button.
Alt X.
And an option to exit.
Tab. Print daily receipts button.
And then you have option to print your daily receipts. So at the end of the day, you could print out a listing of all your daily receipts.
Tab. Print sales tax button.
Alt T.
Or you can print a record of your of all your sales tax for the day.
Tab. Sales button.
Alt S.
And then we're back around
tab.
To sales.
Fast sales button. Tab. Invoice sales button. Tab. Open cash drawer button.
Alt
Tab. Exit button.
Alt X.
And then we get back around to exit.
Space. Scanner can professional copyright left paren C right paren 2.
This is back into the main interface. So as you can see, for an inventory control program and for point of sales, the Scanner can professional would meet a lot of needs in the blindness community for a person who's either doing their own business or who has a counter BEP operation or even a cafeteria BEP operation, or even if a person wanted to use ScanaCan Professional as a tool to simply track their inventory. And that's about what I have to cover with ScanaCan, and I hope that you've enjoyed the information we've given you, and you may contact me at any point, area code 612-722-8686, or email info@speechbraille.com. And www.speechbraille.com is the website address. And thank you for allowing me to present ScanaCan for you.